The week before your wedding is a crazy and chaotic time. Today, I'm going to share 21 must-do items every couple needs to do the week before their wedding, some of which I even added because I forgot to do them myself. So if you're worried about forgetting something important, like I did, I got your back. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 23, and as always, every Wednesday I'll be answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding, and bringing you expert advice from the most amazing wedding professionals in the industry. So thank you once again so much for being here and spending some of your day with me, and I can guarantee that by the end of this week's show, you're going to walk away with a ton of knowledge to help you plan your wedding a lot easier and more confidently because you'll know the right things to do. Now, here in New York, it's July, almost August, and after so many long months, that wedding buzz is starting to fill the air again. And so today I wanted to share with you 21 things you need to remember to do the week leading up to your wedding. Now, regardless if you're having an elopement or a micro wedding, or if you're getting married this year or next, several things on this list are going to apply to you. Now, of course, if you're getting married next year or later, when things will hopefully be back to as normal as they can be, more of these items will apply. But the great thing is you can pick and choose whatever you need off this list so you don't forget a thing. Now, why am I sharing this information with you? Well, partly because I'm a bit OCD and I have checklists for everything, but also because even though I had everything written down to a T, I still forgot to do things, and I don't want you to forget a thing and be stressed out like I was, because I actually forgot to do a major thing that made me realize I'm probably not the best person to ask to hold on to or remember to bring anything important. So let me explain what happened. So it's the day before our wedding, and we're getting ready for a rehearsal. And leading up to that point, the priest was adamant about two things. Everyone needed to be on time, and we had to bring our marriage license. He drilled this into our heads a million and one times. And, you know, as the bride, it was agreed upon that I would bring the marriage license with me that day. However, as I'm pulling into the church parking lot, I realized I forgot it. And I literally could feel the blood draining from my face as I realized that the most important part of our wedding was sitting in a drawer in my dining room instead of in my hand. Now, going back home to get it was completely out of the question because then we'd be holding everybody up by at least a half hour, 45 minutes. So I was in a total state of panic. The only thing I could do was explain myself and hope for forgiveness. And since we were in a church, I figured that was as good a place as any to ask for forgiveness. So I walked into church and my husband looked at me and he knew right away something was wrong. And when I told him what happened, he even got a look of panic on his face too, because he knew he was also going to be in trouble. So when I told the priest what happened, you know, of course he wasn't thrilled, but as expected, you know, he told me to bring it the next day. But that night after our rehearsal dinner, my husband took the license home with him just to make sure we had it, which was probably a very, very good thing. So it just goes to show that no matter how prepared you are, something will always be forgotten. Now, I say this not to scare you, but to make you extra aware of what can happen and to also give you permission to mess up. And I know a lot of you listening right now are probably feeling like everything has to be perfect, like you can't do anything wrong. But that's just not realistic. And the sooner you can give yourself permission to accept that you're not perfect and mistakes will happen, the happier and more relaxed you'll be with planning. Now, as I've stated before, my passion and my purpose is to help all of you avoid common wedding planning mistakes all couples make because they've never done it before. And I thought I was prepared, and you know, I was, but after my wedding and seeing what I could have done better, I went back and I edited all my list and all my checklist because at the time, I also had other friends getting married and I wanted to give them tools to help them avoid the same mistakes I made. So if I could help them with the tools and checklist that helped me, then let's do this, right? So now I want to share the love with you. Now, before we get into the list for this week's show, I want to give you a heads up to something really great that I'll have coming for you in the next few weeks. I've not only added to those checklists, but made them even bigger and better, and I'm putting all the finishing touches on an amazing, practical, easy-to-follow guide, kind of like a wedding Cliff Notes book for you to take the guesswork out of planning. It's full of not only checklists, but worksheets and awesome tools that will make planning your wedding so much easier because you literally just print them off, put them in a binder, and you'll be able to keep track of absolutely everything. As your peer, as your friend, as someone who's actually been in your shoes, who knows what you're feeling and what you're going through, who's basically, you know, been there and done that, I'm sharing with you real life knowledge that will eliminate a lot of the questions and concerns you're going through on a daily basis. These are the same questions and concerns I had, so I know they happen and I know they're real. So stay tuned to the end of the show and I'll share how you can get on the wait list for this super fun, super beneficial guide. Okay, so enough talk. Let's dive into the 21 things you need to remember the week of your wedding. And yes, this will also be part of that guide. So because this is a big list, I've broken it down into three different categories. So first, let's talk about logistical details. So these are the things that are going to help you with the run of show that day. So of course, the first thing I'm going to mention is that all important marriage license. Make sure it's all set and ready to go and make sure someone responsible has it and brings it when you're told to do so. Because sometimes the license will be signed during the ceremony. Sometimes it'll be signed during the rehearsal. Sometimes it'll be signed after the ceremony. So whatever the case is, you need to make sure you have this document ready for signage. Because remember, without it, your marriage isn't legal. Next, you want to make sure you plan a rehearsal. So no matter if your wedding is a small backyard affair or a big formal banquet, a rehearsal is so very important. Now, you might be thinking, you know, how hard is it to walk down an aisle? But trust me, there are a lot of moving parts to a wedding and people need to know where they need to stand or sit, when they need to come out to music, who's holding the bouquets, when to do a unity ceremony, what's going to happen at the end of the readings or when to say your vows. You know, this doesn't necessarily have to be done the day before your wedding, but it needs to be done close to it. Additionally, you need to create your timeline if you haven't done that yet and distribute it to all the people involved in your wedding. So this includes your bridal party, your parents, other family or friends involved in the actual ceremony, and your vendors. Not only do they all need to know what time to show up, but where to show up. Now, here's a pro tip that I've mentioned before, but your vendors, especially the ones that have been doing this a long time, will actually help you schedule much of your timeline. So if you're not sure where to start, just ask them. You know, our photographer was the biggest help in this. So to show you how this works, you know, your salon, for example, they need to know what time the photographer is coming so that they can have you all ready for photos. Your florist needs to know what time the photographer is coming so they know when to deliver the flowers so you have them for the photos. So you can kind of see how it's all, like, you know, interconnected in this kind of web. Then along with your timeline, and just as important, you need to prepare a list and distribute contact information for all members of the bridal party, all your vendors, your parents, and the venue. All of them should be on the list. Now, your number should be included as well, but I would highly recommend designating a person to field your phone calls, you know, especially on your wedding day. You don't want to be answering or dealing with phone calls while you're getting ready. You'll also need to work with your venue to drop off all your items for the wedding. So this is like all like wedding related decor or other items you're using, such as a guest book, a seating chart, and all that stuff. Your venue should provide you with a timeline of when things are due for them, such as payments, final headcount, and all that. And included on this list is a date of when your wedding items, such as favors, menus, place cards, guest book, when all that needs to be dropped off. Now, my suggestion is to not do this the day before, but like 2 days out, because you're going to be very busy the day before your wedding and you don't want to have to worry about making a trip to your venue, especially if it's far away, the day before your wedding. You also want to make sure to confirm all your appointments. So even though you booked your appointments months and months in advance and probably checked and double checked on them, do it again. Call your hair salon, your makeup artist, your florist, your limo, your baker, any other vendor you're working with to confirm everyone is on the same page and that everyone knows what time to be where. You'll need to prepare your final payments for your vendors. So make sure all your final payments to your vendors are made and set aside in envelopes to have them ready the day of your wedding. Because the last thing you want to do is forget to pay someone. That would be really bad. And the last thing on this logistical section, you need to make sure you take enough time off from work. And I'm telling you this because in addition to time off you need for your honeymoon, you'll also need time off to prep for your wedding. My wedding was on a Saturday, but I took off starting that Wednesday before and then 2 weeks after for our honeymoon. So altogether, it was about 2.5 weeks. And you need to request time off from work months in advance of your wedding, you know, not only to give your employer enough of a heads up, but also if you need to bank any time, you'll be able to do that. So if your wedding is on a Saturday, I suggest taking 3 or 4 days prior to that off. And you also want to make sure you take enough time off for your honeymoon. Now, some couples take off right after their wedding, and others, you know, depending on their situation, will wait a few months. And especially now, you might really be putting your honeymoon on hold. So even if you wait a few months, take a few days off from work after the wedding so you have time to wind down and mentally get back to reality. Now the next section is what I call the personal section. So these are the things you need to do for you. You can't forget to take care of yourself during this time either, because you need to be your best to perform your best. So the first thing is making sure you get enough sleep. You know, nerves are going to get the best of you. You might find it hard to fall asleep or stay asleep, and that's totally normal. However, you want to make sure you give yourself enough time to make up for that. So plan ahead so you get to bed, you know, at a reasonable time. And, you know, night owls, this means no late nights and early mornings. You know, plan a good 6 to 8 hours of sleep each night the week leading up to your wedding, because this will not only calm your nerves, but it'll also give you more clarity and composure. I also want you to schedule some me time, doing things that relax you. Now, some folks do yoga or meditate. You know, even just a few minutes of quiet, deep breathing or scheduling in a nap can be a simple and easy way to recharge and refuel and get centered again. The days leading up to your wedding are going to be very, very, very busy, and you need to take care of yourself because being on the go all the time can lower your immunity, and you definitely don't want to be sick on your wedding day. And P.S., this also happened to me. So like literally 2 weeks before my wedding, I had gotten a sinus infection. And because the 5-day dose of antibiotics don't always work for me, my doctor put me on the full course. And so I'll never forget sitting in her office, looking at the calendar, counting down the days for my wedding to make sure I'd be off the antibiotics so I could drink. And I literally made it with 2 days to spare. So take it from someone who's been there. Make sure you get enough sleep. Now, speaking of drinking, like I mentioned before, don't party too hard. You know, it's very easy to want to just live it up the week leading up to your wedding or even the night before, but partying too hard is just not smart. You know, it's going to leave you with a ton of regret. And yes, you know, have a glass or two of wine, but getting drunk or staying out too late is just out of the question. I mean, do you really want to be hungover the week or the day before your wedding? You know, why would you want to do that to yourself? You could always party later. Now, on the same note, the week before your wedding is not the time to start changing your routines. You know, keep everything as normal as possible. So this means, you know, don't try new skin routines because that could cause you to break out. Don't try a new diet regimen because you could get sick, you know. So you see what I'm saying, you know, stick with what works well for you because you don't want any bad surprises on your wedding day. Now, continuing on this trend is also not trying new foods. Trying new foods is always great. I love doing it. It's so much fun. But before such a big event, you better be safe. You know, leave being adventurous at the door until you're on your honeymoon or until you get back, because the last thing you want is to try something new and then realize you have a reaction to it and get sick. Now, the last in this group, and I can't stress this enough because I am so pale and I burn very easily, but don't sunbathe. You know, first of all, you know, we all know sunbathing is bad and we should be wearing SPF, but you also don't want to run the risk of being burnt or getting those really, really unsightly tan lines. You know, if being tan on your wedding is something you really want, and don't forget, you know, your photographer can always tint the photos a bit too, so you don't look so washed out, but talk to your salon, you know, to see if they offer spray tans or, you know, maybe even they offer natural spray tans without the harsh chemicals. Okay, how are we doing? I hope you're either taking notes or making a mental list of what you need to do, because we're moving on to the last part, which are all the miscellaneous but very important details. So, first in this section is making sure you give yourself enough time to get organized and compose your thoughts. So gather all your necessary items, such as your garments, your suitcase, paperwork, you know, any other day of essentials, and keep them in one easy to get to location. Next, you want to prepare your welcome bags. So, you know, you can actually delegate this to, you know, your bridesmaid or maid of honor. You just make sure that your welcome bags are assembled and available at the hotel or hotels your guests are staying at prior to the day your first guest arrives. Now, some guests may arrive the day before, some might check in that day, but you want to make sure you check with your hotel first to let them know you'll be doing this and getting permission from them to do so. You also need to find time to go to the bank. You know, like I mentioned before, you know, you want to make sure that all your tips are ready, and you want to do this as soon as you can for several reasons. So one, you want to make sure that you have some cash on hand for your honeymoon. You know, second, you want to let your bank know of any traveling you might be doing so that they could put an alert on your card, because you don't want to be on vacation somewhere and then your bank sees a purchase at a location that you're normally not at and they stop your card. You know, that's happened to me on vacation before, and that was a very hard lesson to learn. So you definitely want to let your bank know that you're going to be traveling, where you're going to be traveling, and the dates. And this one is so important, especially for the brides, but make sure you break in your shoes. And I did not do this, and I paid for it big time later. You know, you all know how uncomfortable dress shoes can be if you haven't broken them in or stretched them. So make sure you break in your shoes, you know, wear them around the house, dance in them, do whatever you need to do to make sure they feel good. Now, you know, you might just want to bring a change of shoes altogether for dancing, but be sure you give your feet some love, because you're going to be in your dress shoes a lot longer than you think you are. Then, of course, you want to make sure all your DIY projects are done, and done at least a week in advance, if not more. The week and days leading up to your wedding should not be spent with a glue gun in your hand. And this is why I also cringe when I hear brides say that they want to cook or do their own floral arrangements, because this stuff can't be done ahead of time. And why are you torturing yourself? You know, in the end, it's just easier to pay someone to do it for you. Then really quick, you know, the last two things are to exchange gifts with your spouse, especially if you're not doing a first look, because you won't have time to do this the day of. Also, remember, opening gifts makes a great photo op, which is usually done as you're getting ready. So you want to make sure you give each other your gifts prior to the wedding so that you have something to open when your photographer arrives. And then lastly, finish writing and editing your vows. Don't revert back to college days and try to cram this in the night before. You want them done at least a week ahead of time, which gives you time to go back, edit, change things around, and really make sure they're perfect. And plus, if you're the DIY type, it gives you a chance to do something really creative with them. So that's my list. You know, I went a little fast because it is a long list, but it's an important list. So I love to know what's on your list. You know, what's something you have on your list that I didn't cover? You know, is there something on this list that you never thought of that you're now adding? So I'd love to know. So head on over to our Instagram at WedConnectHV and let us know in the post. Now, since you've hung around to the end of the show and listened to this whole list, you'll remember that at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that I would tell you how to get on the wait list for an awesome wedding planning guide full of done-for-you checklists, worksheets, and other tools created out of my own real-life, real-bride experience that will take the guesswork out of planning your wedding. So you can email me at Felicia@WeddingConnectionsHV.com or send me a DM on Instagram at WedConnectHV. And I'll put this all in my show notes as well, so if you need to come back to this later, you'll know what to do. As always, if you know anyone who's planning a wedding, please share this with them. And don't forget to subscribe, so each week, episodes can directly download to your favorite podcast player. And if this show has been helping you, it would mean a lot to me if you would go and leave a review to let others know how it's been helping. If you're a Hudson Valley bride, you can visit us on our website at WeddingConnectionsHV.com for a ton of local inspiration. So until next time, happy planning.